welcome back to A Dose of Dave. It's 6 minutes past 11. It is Wednesday, and it's, haven't been outside yet, but I can see out the window. Windows are good for that. When you're in a building and you want to see the outside, try looking out a window. But it's a bright and sunny day, a cold day. It is winter after all. I'm indoors. I haven't gone over the park. It's just that it's a work day today. I had another smashing night's sleep. It's two nights in a row. Can't remember the last time I've had two nights of good quality sleep in a row. And we'll continue on this little experiment, but the bedding has made a huge difference. But I think it's more than that. I mean, the bedding itself, yes. I think the most notable thing, so I got my duvet, put my old bedding on it. I'm still getting too hot, or I was getting too hot. Whereas with my previous thin duvet, I wasn't getting too hot. It just wasn't very kind of snug, let's say. And then when I put the new bedding on, it's kind of like just the right temperature. I don't get hot and sweaty in the night. So I think that's probably a key aspect to it. But I think it's also because I've done something to improve my sleep, to improve my sleeping environment. You know, I've taken action to change that rather than just trying to change my mental approach to sleep. So yeah, I feel pretty good. Felt a bit groggy when I woke up, which was about, set my alarm for 8, and then set my alarm for 8:45 because I had a call at around 9. And again, actually, I think I kind of went back to sleep. Certainly had a bit of a doze. And that time, that 45 minutes passed quite quickly. So, successful indeed. I was talking about my blue tack thing yesterday. The spaces in between. So, I've actually reorganised my blue tack thing. I've put all the big blue tack balls in the middle of the piece of glass. And then the smaller ones are just kind of scattered around. So I'm not sure quite what I'm going to do with it. I was going to scrunch it all up yesterday, but then I didn't. I started reorganising it. And maybe this is a representation of me reorganising my thoughts around the things that occupy... I don't know if it's just my time. I think it's the things that occupy the spaces that I have. So... if we relate this purely to time, I do occupy the spare time I have with things. Sometimes making things out of blue tack, but often, you know, ruminating over things, pondering things, scrolling on my phone, you know, that old nonsense. I do that far less than I used to, actually. I'm slowly weaning myself away from social media generally. I'm only really on the one platform and I'm not on there that much. I sort of have a look at the others and get bored very quickly with social media at the moment. And this is possibly because I've made, not possibly, it is because I've made some real human connections. You know, I've expanded my network of people in my life. So, I don't know, I think this blue tack thing is something that will run alongside my therapy, actually. But I do have I think I said this the other day. I don't know if I should keep referring to things that I say as maybe if I've said them the other day. I don't know if that's helpful. I think it's, I just don't want you to think I'm just repeating myself, but... actually, it's the repeating myself that that might be significant, the things I continuously say, are probably important, rather than things to be dismissed. But anyway, there are, looking at that blue tack thing now, there are far too many things on there. So maybe by taking some off, but I don't want to get rid of any yet. It seems important to at least keep them in some way. I might separate some things out, thin things out. Or maybe just scrunch them all up and then start to make balls of various sizes that represent the things that I want in my life, that I want to occupy the spaces that I have. And if I think about it now, I just have one big space to occupy with things. You know, my job, time with friends, time with my son, time making blue tack things, time recording podcasts. Maybe I could get some little flags and put a flag in each one, which tells me what it represents. Maybe that's too much work. I think I should just go with the concept of it rather than try and get into too much detail and identify what these things represent. What it represents is a physical representation of what is occupying my mind, I suppose, ultimately. But within, you know, I see my job as this solid lump of time, an 11-hour shift. And thinking about it as I have been, it's like going into prison every day. But the fact is, I'm free to be there or not be there. I'm free to walk out the door at any time. I'm free to walk in the door at any time. And equally, within that day, if I'm choosing to stay there, I have freedom within that. Freedom to move around, freedom to think, freedom to speak, freedom to act in whatever way I feel is appropriate. So that's the theme at the moment. And I've been talking to other people about it. It's the spaces in between. Enjoy the space that you have. But firstly, you have to be aware of the space that you have. Because I think we all have more space than we think we do. It's just our perception of what is expected of us that perhaps causes us to feel confined. On that note, I'm going to go. I will catch you all next time. Namaste.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly do.
Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.